back to AM Jackson with Greg O'Connor, live from the County National Bank Studio.
Hey, we check in with Stephanie Baker, Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for the Jackson County Health Department. Busy times, Stephanie.
Oh, absolutely. But it's very exciting. We're so glad to have vaccine and to be able to start to administer it in our community.
Yeah, I guess there's so much to understand about these vaccinations. I imagine you're getting quite a few inquiries, questions.
Yes, certainly. There's so many resources out there for information. But it's obviously, you know, it's medical based about how the vaccine works and who it's best for and what to expect. And we hear so many things from different places that people do have a lot of questions, and we're trying to help with that as well, and letting people be confident and comfortable that the vaccine is safe and that it's a good idea for them to receive it.
Do you think the rollout will go smoother as we press forward here?
I certainly hope so. The system as it works currently, the federal government has vaccine supplies, and they will notify the states, put in orders, and then they notify the states of how much vaccine they can ship to them. And then the state has to look at all the orders that they get from local health departments and hospitals and other distributors and determine where those shipments go. And currently, we also have the two different vaccines, the Moderna and the Pfizer, are both available and being shipped. And then adding to that, there's also this pharmacy partnership where CVS and Walgreens are working with nursing homes and other congregate adult living scenarios, and they're receiving vaccine as well. So there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of places that vaccine requests are coming from, orders, who they're able to go to, and then moving from there. It sounds as though supply is going to be more available soon, mm-hmm. but that system has been somewhat limited in how much we've been able to receive in Jackson, and that certainly has impacted how many vaccines we can give out to the public.
It certainly sounds like it's difficult to coordinate all this.
With there's never been really a vaccine rollout at this scale, and
right.
When you're looking at the entire United States, that's a lot of area, a lot of people, a lot of organizations that are all trying to work together to work through the process.
So you're working with Henry Ford Allegiance. How is that going?
Good. They are having the opportunity of setting up some community clinics, and they are working with some of those designated groups that we're targeting at this moment. And I know they have information on their website about how some of that process works and how people can be notified. Again, there just isn't enough vaccine to administer to everybody that is eligible today in Jackson. So
yeah.
That process is, you know, it's starting, but we're having to wait until the vaccine is here to be able to move forward with some of those next steps.
Well, tough question. How are people being notified?
On our end, we are doing direct outreach to the employers that are with those groups. And I'll just mention, we've had the state has changed their guidance for us in what order we take different people more than once.
Mm-hmm.
And by moving that group of seniors up, there have been that created a much larger group that is eligible at a time that we still don't have enough vaccine to be able to address that size of population. So for us, we're still continuing some vaccination of people in that very first group, which are healthcare workers. We know that those that are directly working with people have those continuous daily close contacts that we want to make sure that they're protected. So our vaccine this week is going to them. We
mm-hmm.
also have a few in that first group of the 1B that we're able to administer to. So for us, the health department vaccine is being given out by direct outreach to the employers and organizations that we have on that list. Henry Ford is working through their MyChart system, which is where you can go in and find your lab results and reminders about upcoming appointments and that type of thing. And that will go through that to people that are eligible with notifications about that. They are working with our school system to help administer to teachers, and some other groups are kind of in line for that process as well. So currently those are the two main ways. There will be other avenues coming probably within a few days to a week where there will be other options and more information about how to schedule and how to get in line. We certainly have heard other places that they have systems set up and then the systems are crashing because too many people are trying to access all at once. And so, you know, we're trying to make sure that what we do will work and be effective and serve the community well.
What if you have pre-existing conditions? Is that how does that move you up the chart?
You know, I don't know how Henry Ford may be doing some of their outreach and whether they do have any prioritization of some sort in that way. The guidance that we have from the state, and I know there are people that are arguing about this and have very, very valid arguments of they have designated 65 and up is sort of our group currently. And that, you know, does it make sense maybe if there's a healthy 70-year-old that they get a vaccine prior to maybe someone with a heart condition that is 55? Somewhere somebody had to sort of make the decisions on how we, maybe if we were going to, what order we were going to do. And,
right.
And there was going to have to be an order because we couldn't do absolutely everybody all at once. So I know that will be some of what comes next is getting into groups with people that have medical conditions and how we're best going to determine that, because obviously we want to respect people's privacy and,
sure,
you know, who and how they have to let know about their own personal medical issues as well. So I think one of the things I very much expect is that soon there are going to be a lot of avenues for receiving a vaccine, whether that is through us, the hospital, Center for Family Health, local pharmacies. When we're able to get that into lots of different places, I think people will be more comfortable being able to work with possibly, you know, a provider or a pharmacist that they're already using and that they, you know, have a relationship with to be able to get their vaccine.
Where's the best place to go for people to find out information, Stephanie?
One of the things that we did set up here this week is we do have a COVID vaccine information line for the health department, and I can give you that phone number,
okay,
which is 517-817-4469. And that will be updated on a daily basis with just what is going on for us. And I realize it may not answer every question that people have, but hopefully a resource. We also will be putting things on our vaccine page on our website that also talks about what is going on currently, where you can go for more information, what options are available. So they're good places to kind of look and monitor. We also will be putting some posts on our Facebook page as well. So there will be places to look for information, and obviously as we have more about how maybe seniors can schedule, that will be pushed out through our media outlets, such as you, and hopefully you can help us distribute that to everybody that needs to know.
Absolutely. Stephanie, thanks for the info. And great job. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Stephanie Baker from the health department with some of the latest information on the vaccine.